Today's daf is Baba Kama daf Mem Ches, and we are on Mem Zayin and Beis by the two dots, and we are in the sugya of Hayala Shalot Tochal. That was the shita that Rav brought up. Rav Sheshes argued on Rav Shita was that when a person brings in fruit to the chatzar of the balabayas, even Shalom Pershus, the halacha is that the person is going to be chayev if the Balabais' animal slips on it, but Ravat said on the first wide line, Lo Shanu, when do we say that Imhus Kachayet, that's only if he slips on it, but if he eats it, if the animal overeats, so then he is not, the Machnes is not going to be Chayet. Why? Because Havala Shalotochal, it's the animal's own fault, the animal brought the Hezek on itself, and therefore the owner of the fruit is going to be Potter. That's what Rav brought in, and then the Gemara compared that to the case of poison, and the Gemara said maybe there's a difference, with the animal, do I have to think about the animal eating poison? That's a bigger reason liftar, because animals normally don't eat poison unless it was poison that looked like food or herbs, afrasta, as the Gemara discussed on yesterday's daf. Just one lamaisa related issue, and that is in terms of dealing with talking about animal poison, putting out animal poison on Shabbos. Right, the poskim discuss what the halachic issues are behind it. The Shus Yaakov already, a couple hundred years ago, discussed this. Shamati mipi gadol echad, demutar lahamid sam hamavis lezvuvim b'shabbos. I've heard, says the Shus Yaakov, that one is allowed to put out the poison. Right, let's say they're for mice or for other bugs, you're allowed to put it out on Shabbos, he's heard. And what's the raya that they bring that I've heard? The raya, tell me about shapasak b'shulchan arachoshe mishpat. Shin Sadigim obeys our Gemara. Debehuzka behemas chaveiro ba'achilos peirosa of the potter. When my friend's animal gets damaged because he ate too much of my fruit, I am potter dahavela shlo tochal. Because after all, it's their own fault for eating. So, im kain, hu hadin kan, de'eno chayim, mishim natilas hashama. So too here, baby, the animal shouldn't have eaten. Right? It was indirect, and therefore that's not called what potentially would be the malacha, shochet. Right, so is that indirectly killing? Right, so the Shus Yaakov says that this opinion says you learn from our Gemara, you quote from Choshe Mishpat and learn to Hilchos Shabbos. And the Shus Yaakov says V'lid Sarach Yin Gadol. He says I don't like that source. Whether I agree with the psak or not, but I don't think the source is a good source. V'lid Sarach Yin Gadol Chada Demakar Adin Zehu Meimer Derav Baba Kama Mem Zayin. Right, our Gemara V'sham Hikshalav Rabbi Shimon Rav Sheshes. Remember, Rav Sheshes asks on him right from the Gemara later on that if he puts Sama Mavis Lefnei Behemas Chaveiro Pater B'Diyana V'Chay B'Dinei Shemayim. You're still chayev b'dinei shamayim in that case if you put the poison out. And what's Hilchos Shabbos? Hilchos Shabbos is dinei shamayim. V'yemkein lefizek gam b'shabbos yesar, the dinei shamayim hu. V'ein l'chalik be no sin lefnei behemas chaveiro mamish, l'haya lefaneha le'achol v'achla. V'yemkein, he says, there's no difference, ein chalik, and he continues discussing this issue, or at least not a raya from here. But then he says, Tshuva, hinei bevadei dvarim elu shadima gadolecha b'koach hamadame, nishtake v'lo nomar, v'lo domi ko'uchla l'dana, right, mika madamis isura l'mamona. Right, how could you compare Hilchos Shabbos to Hilchos Choshe Mishpat? De ma'inyin isura l'hezek mamon, de behezek mamon hav savir le'grama b'dizak and patim l'shalim. By hezek, we say it's grama. I'm sure we'll talk about that more on today's daf. Kol heichasha hezek ino nase miyad. V'efshar lehi natsal mimaka. V'eina ose biyadayim. So many indirect things going on here in our case. Masha'enke be'isr Shabbos. De chamira. De oser ligrom iser netilas teshama. V'kai gavna. Imanarosu l'kayim divreino agadol. He quotes, he says, I'll give you a different reason, lehetir, but not because of the fact that hayalo shlo tochal. Maybe it is a malacha shein tzricha legufa, which is you're not putting it out per se to kill, you're putting it out just to prevent them from bothering you. And if it's a drabanan mishum tzara, shari lechadchila, so he says that maybe that's the issue, but then you have to work out the issue of muksa. That's the issue that he ends off with. You know, is there an issue of muksa here regarding the poison putting out? You're You're allowed to remove it, something disgusting from your house on Shabbos, even though his book says graf shalrei. Here, the poison is not graf shalrei. You are using it to create a graf shalrei, to create the animal. The enos a graf shalrei lechatchila. So that's his one issue that he brings up at the end. Maybe there's an issue of muksa. If you look in the Shmir Shabbos, when he quotes this discussion, in Simen Chafei, I'm sorry, in Perek Chafei, Os Ches, the Shmir Shabbos says, Chafei is a small perek about issues of dealing with Shmiras Haguf Babayis. He says here in Chafei, Ein Lahamid B'Shabbos U'B'Yantif Malkodes K'dei Loko Ba'Achbarim Chatulim V'Chayotzi B'Zeh. One should not put out traps on Shabbos. But Mutter Lish Tamesh B'Tachshir Kotel Charakim Gila Harchik Es Harakim Min HaCheder. Some type of item to be able to distance the Charakim from the Cheder. Right? Something that will keep out, put out the fly paper. Something to do that. Mudel l'shabesh l'sorach zegam betarsis spray. V'yakpil l'ashir delos ochalom psuchim l'sharakim amran yichulu limayit. No trapping v'chulu. And he talks about, but again, the poison could be a problem of muksa, and therefore one should not put it out. Okay, that's a related issue related to hayelosh l'tochal, how argamar is used by the poskim in a totally different context. Two dots. Ibai Luhu. Mem Zayin Mabez. Now a couple lines up from the bottom. Ibai Luhu. Question. Rashi says this question is Bein L'Rabbanan, Bein L'Rebbe. Remember we had a machlokes in the Mishnah. How explicit does one have to be? If I say, sure, come on in. Is that an automatic acceptance that I am going to be shomer, whatever you bring in? Or not, I'm just letting you in, but there's no shmira that is accepted. And the issue is in both directions, as we saw, the Machnis and the Balabaya. So Rashi says the question is on the Rabbanan, who say that there could be an implicit Kabbalah, or Rebbe, who says that it has to be explicit. But either way, the case is, according to either of them, where there was a Kabbalah. How do we understand that? Ibai Luhu, Hecha de Kabbalah le'nitirusa, if somebody accepts Shmira Mahu. Did Nafshehu de Kabbalah? Did he only accept Shmira that he's gonna guard, let's say, your fruit from his own animals from eating them? O Dilma Afila de Tirusa de Alma Kabbalah. Or did he accept Shmira even from the outside, even from other animals coming in from the outside, right? Rashi, Dinafshe, Shalom, Yanichenu, Shoro, Yigachenu, Shoro, Velo, Yishchenu, Kalbo, or he brings his animals in, either my stuff I'm gonna guard from, or even from stuff all over from outside. Tosus wonders that earlier we had in the Gemara that if somebody accepts Shmira, that even from a Ruach Mitsuya he accepts. I'm gonna guard this that the wind doesn't do anything. So if it's the wind, that's Me'alma. So what's the Gemara's whole question? Tosfos gives two answers. Tosfos says, you're right, maybe we thought earlier that was just a dichui. The Gemara didn't really mean that. The Od Yesh Lomar, or Tosfos says, second to bottom Tosfos, Nitirusa de Alma, Kigon Bebehemo Shalachirim. It could be that you accepted the wind, but you didn't accept other people's animals. That's something that's unusual. I didn't think that was going to happen. Ruach, there's always wind. So even if I say I accepted the ruach, it could be that I did not accept the other animals. And Tosfos says, therefore, that that's how the Gemara is going to ask the question. Shimon Kubetzes also adds that maybe this case is different because here there's someone else that you could go to. You could go to the owner of those animals, the wind, you can't go to anywhere. So that's why the Gemara, again, maybe thinks of it here and not, and doesn't prove it from the earlier Gemara. So either way, Tashma, let's try to prove it. Is somebody Makabel Me'alma or not? Tashma de Tani Rav Yehuda Bar Simon Benezika de Bekarna. Yehuda Bar Simon was learning a brisa in Nezikin. Remember Nezikin, in the days of the Mishnah, there was one bin Mesechta, all the Babas were one Mesechta, say their Mesechas Nezikin. Hichnes Peirosa Lachatza Balabai Shalom Bershus. Somebody brings their fruit, Ruvain brings their fruit into Shimon's property without asking permission. Or, as we saw from the Shita last time, Shalom Bershus means, I told you not to. Not just, I didn't know about it. Shalom Bershus, I said it's not a good idea. So Ruvain brings his stuff, the fruit into Shimon's property. Ubashor mimakom acher va'achlon, and someone else's ox, Levi's ox, comes and eats Ruvain's fruit, which is now in Shimon's property. So what is the halacha? Does Shimon, who had told Reuven not to do it, right? So what's the halacha? V'achlan pater. So pater, the person, we'll see who, is going to be pater for the fruit being eaten. V'im hechnes b'rishus chayiv. But if Reuven brought it in with rishus of someone, chayiv. So man pater, let's say rishus of Shimon. Let's keep it at that. Again, Reuven's bringing in his fruit to Shimon's property. Levi's animal came and ate the fruit. So if he did it with rishus, so then chayiv. He did it without rishus, pater. So man pater, man chayiv. Who is the pronoun? Who is pater and chayiv in this case? So what's the pashtus? Lav pater bal chatzer v'chayiv bal chatzer. Is it the simple interpretation? Is the bal chatzer, the one that gave rishus? If he gave rishus, then he's going to be chayiv. If he did not give rishus, he's going to be pater. So that's a raya. If he gave rishus, he's going to be chayiv even for shmira from Alma. Even not only his own animals, but he accepted shmira even from outside. So the Gemara says, Amri lo. You don't have to say that. Maybe it's not going on the Bala Chatzer. Pater Bal Hashor v'chayiv Bal Hashor. We're talking about Levi, the owner of the ox. Owner of the ox. So why should the owner of the ox, that halacha, be dependent on the owner of the Chatzer's giving over Rishus or not? The owner of the Chatzer is the one that had to give Rishus. That doesn't change. The only question that changes is who's going to be chayiv and pater. So now, according to this interpretation, when Shimon, the Bala Chatzer, gives Rishus, so then Levi is going to be chayiv. If he didn't give rishus, so then Levi is going to be pater. Why is that? Explains the Gemara. Ve'i bal hashor, my rishus and my shalom rishus ika. If we're talking about the bal hashor being chayiv or pater, so then what's the difference whether Shimon gave rishus for Levi's obligation? So the Gemara says, Amri, it makes the following difference. Birishus, when Shimon gives Reuven Rishus to bring his fruit in, Havi Lashain Birishus Haniza. So basically, what is Shimon saying to Reuven? You can bring your fruit in. You could be partial owner of this area. That's what it means when someone says, I'm giving you Rishus. You could be owner. You could be a shutaf with me. And therefore, when your fruit get eaten, that's considered Nezek in Rishus HaNizak. Because you, Reuven, are now part owner of my yard, because I let you put the fruit there. Right? Ami, Rishus Havila, Shein, Rishus HaNizak. V'Shein, Rishus HaNizak Hayeves. And that's why Levi is going to be Chayev in this case, for his animal eating Reuven's fruit in Shimon's yard. Because it's a little bit of Reuven's yard also. It's considered Chatzar HaNizak. Shelo Rishus. But if Shimon did not give any Rishus to Reuven to put his fruit in, so it's purely Shimon's yard. Reuven put his fruit into some other somebody else's property. So then, Havila Sheberushes Arabim, Vesheberushes Arabim Betura. Right? It's not Reuven's, it's not Levi's, and therefore it would be somebody else's Rishus. The third party's Rishus, which would have the status of Rishus Arabim. Right, Rashi says in the first skinny line, Lav Dafka, doesn't literally mean Rishus Arabim, it just means not Chatzar HaNizak. Klomar, Lav Bisada Acher, Denizak Karina Bey, enough to be Patur, because Shane Rishus Arabim, or Shane in a third party's Rishus, is Petura. Shlob Rishus Avila Shane Rishus Arabim, and Shane Rishus Arabim is going to be Petura. So that's how the Gemara says there's no Raya to our question of when somebody accepts Shmira, is it even from the outside? Because we're not talking about that case here. We're talking about whether the Baal HaShor is going to be Chayiv or Pater, and it will depend on the Baal HaChatzer's giving Rishus or not. Rashi also has a beautiful Lashon on the second line. What does it mean when he gave Rishus? Duchta Akni Le Begava. Right, he gives him, it's a hakanah of this rishus. When I give you permission, so I'm giving it to you. V'havilei chatzer ha-nizak. It's chatzer ha-nizak. If you look at the Tosafot Rabbeinu Peretz here, he asks, why exactly would it be considered chatzer ha-nizak in this case? Still, you might have said, shekivan shenichras b'rishus, since he had rishus, shouldn't it at least just be called chatzer ha-shutfin? Right, Nizak is Rishus HaNizak, but we had a machlokas, remember the first parak, Chatzar HaShutfim. Is Chatzar HaShutfim like Rishus HaNizak or like Rishus HaRabim? And there is a machlokas about that. So would we say this is no better? Chatzar HaShutfim says the Tosafot Rabbeinu Peretz, no. You're right, there's a machlokas about Chatzar HaShutfim. But this Legabe Levi wouldn't be called Chatzar HaShutfim. The only machlokas about Chatzar HaShutfim is the Mazik has part of the ownership. But here, the mazik does not. The shutfin are two people other than the mazik. So, for our purposes, that would be enough to be called stay acher. Says Rabbi the parents, the dafka le'el shahamazik shutaf b'chatzer, v'kivish yesh lo chedek b'chatzer, ein zed ech shavu stay acher. V'lo nizkai ma sha'am retor ubir b'stay acher. Shutfin, according to the mandar that says pater, that it's like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, is because the mazik has some rights in that. Avokan she'in lo mazik chelak b'chaser. Here, it's not the mazik, you're right, it might be two, jointly owned, but it's not by the mazik. So, she'in lo mazik chelak b'chaser, av she'bal ha'shor ha'nizak shutaf in bal ha'chaser, there are two people, miskayim shaver, mashamar Torah, b'yir b'stei acher. Says the Yisod Gadol, Rabbeinu Peretz says, it's not a din, bala chatzer, the idea of b'yir b'stei acher, that it is chatzer ha-nizak, is not about dafka being the chatzer of the nizak exclusively. That's not the din of b'yir b'stei acher. The din of b'yir b'stei acher is not being the mazik's, and not being full rishus harabim. So, if neither of those apply, so, meaning, if our case, if there are shutfin, but neither of them are the mazik, so then that would still be enough to be ubier b'stei acher. So that's an important yisod of Rabbeinu Peretz. This Gemara reminds us a little bit of, right, if rishus is given, then I am allowing you to now own part of my property. Right? What happens if it's not property, but if it's food? Right? The question of the achronim. Right, I have guests at my house. I give them, put food in front of them. I put a challah in front of my guests on Shabbos. Is that challah now theirs? When I give somebody food, forget Shabbos because haknah. But let's say, right, which is not kavana anyway. But let's say on a weekday I have a guest over and I give them food. Am I giving them my food that they can now partake of, or am I giving them food and now I'm makneh that food to them? The Achronim discuss that on the Shulchan Aruch, and Eved Ezer, the Ramah, the Chachma Shlomo, discuss, in that case, what's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina, the classic Nafkamina that everyone always quotes on the Achronim on Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah himself, let's say, could somebody go, and then can my guest go and take that and then marry a woman with it? Right, let's say I have two guests over. I'm trying to make a shidduch, but they jump the gun. Right, the man goes over to the woman with the hamburger that I just put in front of them and says, "Hari Abu Kudeshesli, the hamburger zoo." So, does that belong to him, or is that mine that I'm allowing him to eat? So that's kind of similar to this question of when I allow you into my rishus, am I giving you a certain ownership in that rishus or not? And that's what the Gemara assumes here. Yes, regarding Hilchos Nezek, there is a transfer of ownership. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara Tashma, fourth line. See, we'll try again to prove this idea. When there is a Kabbalah Shmira by the Baal HaChatzer, is that a Kabbalah Shmira only from his own animals, or even from animals me'alma? So Tashma, another Braisa. We just had a Braisa about someone bringing their fruit into the Chatzer Balabayas. Now we have a second one. Hechnes Shoro L'Chatzer Balabayas. Shalom Bershus. Let's say somebody brings their ox in. Reuven brings his ox into Shimon's yard. Uba Shari Malkam Acher. Levi's ox now comes from some other place. Venacho and gores Reuven's ox in Shimon's yard. Pater, says the Gemara, says the Braisa, if it was without permission, Pater. So someone's Pater. Vim Hechnes Bershus Chayiv. But if Reuven brought it in with Rishus from Shimon, then someone is going to be Chayiv. Same question as before. Man Patru Man Chayiv. Who's Patru and Chayiv? So Lav Patru Baal HaChatzer, V'Chayiv Baal HaChatzer. Isn't this talking about the Baal HaChatzer? And then again, we have a proof to our halacha that some of the Shmira is even Me'alma, because it says if he brought it with Rishus, so then he's Chayiv. So the Gemara says, same rejection. Lo pater bala shor v'chaya bala shor. It's talking about the bala shor. Nothing to do with the bala chatzer. I hachi my brishus my shalom brishus ika. So what about brishus shalom brishus? I don't see it. Ask the Gemara. So was the answer before? Birshus, when Shimon gives rishus, see, he's making that chatzer hanizak, and that's why Shane's going to be chayif. 1 minute, but here we're not talking about Shane. We're talking about Karen, right? We're talking about the animal goring. So rishus hanizak, rishus harab is not going to be chayif. Karen is chayif even in rishus harabim. So what's the issue here? There's still a difference. Nezek Shalem. Amri Hamani Rabbi Tarfani. It's Rabbi Tarfan's opinion, who we had already a few times. The Mishnah on Chavdal and Abayz, that was the real source. Hamani Rabbi Tarfani de Amar Mishuna Karen Bachatzar Hanizak Nezek Shalim Mishalim. Remember, Karen and Chatzar Hanizak, Rabbi Tarfan holds, pays Nezek Shalim. So it's the same svara here. Birushus, when Shimon gives Rishus to Ruvain to bring his ox in, so he's making that Rishus Hanizak, because he's being mocking him the area of the yard. Havile Karen Bechatzar Hanizak, Umish Shalim, Nezek Shalim. There he pays Nezek Shalim, no problem. Shelo Birushus, but if Shimon did not give Ruvain Rishus, so then when Levi's ox comes in, it's not called Rishus HaNizak, because he didn't give him Rishus. Right? It's a third party's Rishus. It's not Bistei Acher. So then, Havi Lekeret Rishus Arabim, V'lo Mishalma Ela Chati Nezek. Then you would only pay Chati Nezek, and that's what it means, Shalob Rishus. When a Mishnah says Pater, it means Pater from Nezek Shalim, but you would pay Chati Nezek. Period. So we do not answer that question, at least as of yet. So now we continue. Again, this whole Amud is about issues of Shmira, when Shimon accepts, yes, you're allowed to come in. What does that really mean? How much his chayvus did he accept upon himself? So, hahi itzas. Now we'll get into a couple of stories. Hahi itzas to also, it's not a gadata in that way, but it's halachic stories. Hahi itzas to also the meifa bahu besa. A woman brought her flour and her dough into someone's house. She has permission to go in. Well, we'll see if she has permission. Asa barcha demari besa, the besa achla lisha, the goat of the owner of the house came over and ate her dough. Right? She comes in, and the goat of the owner ate her dough. Chavil, he overate. Chavil, he was sick. He had stomach issues. Right? Rashi, nischameim, he got overheated. Vamis, and the goat died. So the woman brought in the flour, or the dough, and then the goat overate and died. So what's the halacha? Chive Rava l'shlume d'me barcha. Unbelievable. Rava said that the woman has to pay for the value of the goat. What do you mean? Why should she have to pay? Ask the Gemara. Lema pliga de Rav. Does Rava argue on Rav, who we had earlier? Dama Rav. Havila shelo tochal. Remember Rav said, if I bring my fruit into somebody else's property and then the animal overeats, it's their fault. They shouldn't have overeaten. So is Rava arguing on that? Because Rava says here, when the owner's goat eats from my flour, from the woman's flour, you know, chayiv. So Gemara says, Ami Hachi Asha, wait a minute. Now, there's a difference between the cases. We do not have to say that Rava argues with Rav. Hasam, by Rav's case, Shelo Birshus, Lokawa Lene Tirusa. Over there, by Shelo Birshus, the Machnis, when the Machnis brought in the fruit in the case of Rav, he wasn't Makabel anything. He wasn't given Rishus. He just went in. So that's where we say, I wasn't makabel anything. Your animal ate from it, so it was your animal's fault. Lokabel in a tirusa. But hacha, but in our case of Rava, by the goat and the woman, birishus, she went in with permission. And therefore, kabel in a tirusa. She accepted shmira. She accepted that her food won't damage the owner's animals. Why? As the Gemara is going to explain in a few lines, but Rashi already says it here. Because this type of baking requires privacy, sni'usa, and therefore, when the owner says, come on in, the machnis, the woman, can assume that the owner is not going to be around. So if the owner is not going to be around, by his saying, come on in, he is saying, you know what, I'm not going to be here, so you better guard that my animals don't do something silly and foolish to hurt themselves. So that's why the woman in this case is going to be responsible, because she has to assume that the owner is not going to be around. Rashi's lashon is talku marvasa de chaser, as we'll see in a second. But either way, that's one story. The case of the woman bringing in the flour for the baking. Umayshta yes the gemara me'aisha shenichnas al litchod chit beitz malabayis shelo bishus. How is this different than the case of a woman bringing in wheat in order to grind without permission? If she came in without permission, then for sure she is going to be putter. The other way first. The balabayas, whose animal ate, he is going to be pater because what's she bringing in the wheat for? I didn't give her permission to come in. I even told her not to come in. So I'm going to be pater for my animals eating her wheat. V'imuzga, and if my animals were damaged by her food that I told her not to bring in, chayeves, she's going to be chayev to pay me. But, what's the diuk? Taima de shalom b'rishus. She's only going to have to pay me if she brought it in without rishus. Ha b'rishus pater. If she had brought it in with rishus, then she is going to be pater if my animals were damaged. So what's the difference between bringing in dough to bake and bringing in wheat to grind? Says the Gemara, Amri litchon chitim, kiven delo bayetz liyusa midi, by the grinding of the wheat. The woman does not need snias. What's the issue here? It seems like these are two different types of activities in the kitchen that if a woman has to raise up her arms, like the Mark Subis talks about, certain activities where the woman has to raise up her arms and be in an unsneas position. So that's what we're talking about here. By grinding the chitim, it doesn't need privacy. Give it to lobay tsiyusa midi, lobay misaki barvasa the chatzar afshayu. So when I come in, when the woman comes in to grind the wheat, even if she gets permission, she can assume that the owner is still going to be around. Because that's not an activity that requires privacy. And therefore, when the woman comes in, she's not thinking that I have to guard the owner's animals themselves. Because he's going to be around. Doesn't require tsiyus. The ale di day ramini tirusa. The owner has to guard his own animals. And therefore, even if they eat from my food and they get overheated and die, I'm not going to be responsible. Avala mefa, but by baking, kiva de bai heat sniusa, since they, certain level of privacy of snius is required, marvasa de chatsa misalki nafshayu. When he says, come on in, I have to assume that he's not going to be around, he's going to go to the other part of the house. Hilkach ala dita ramin tirusa. Therefore, I have a responsibility to guard his animals from my food. And therefore, if I don't, then I'm going to be responsible. That's the difference between different types of activities. It's all the umdana of what I have to assume the woman was thinking when she got permission. 2 points. Number one, we're talking about overeating here. What about a person overeating? There are different types of overeating. Tosfos in a few places in Shas. Nazir Chaf Gimel, I'll read it from Psachim, in Ari Psachim Kuv Zayin. Tosfos discusses there the concept of Achila Gasa. The first Mishnah in Ari Psachim discusses that one is not supposed to eat on Erev Pesach, so you go into Pesach eating matzah betaiva. Right, Rashi and the Rashbam both say, beginning of Ari Psachim, Hidr Mitzvah. It's Hidr Mitzvah if I go into Pesach and I eat matzah with a taiva, right, with a big appetite. Rabbeinu David and the other Rishonim there, at the beginning of Arei Pesachim, ask, I don't understand why they have to come up with a new reason. So the new reason why you're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach to go eat matzah b'taiva, at the Seder, just say what the Gemara says on Kuv Zayin. Because if you eat beforehand, then by the time you eat matzah, you might eat it ba'achila gasa. You might eat it in a way that is not a normal eating. Tosfos there, quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who discusses whether is achila gasa a halachic eating or not a halachic eating. Now we're talking about people overeating. The Gemara was talking about havalash lo tochal, animals overeating. What about people? So the Tosfos discusses there's two different Gemaras that give opposite impressions. If you look at the Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei, the Gemara says if somebody eats achila gasa on Yom Kippur, they're not chayiv karis. Pater. Because achila gasa is not called an achila. That's what Gemara seems to say. If somebody eats achila gasa on Yom Kippur, right, they're totally full, so they're pater. Problem, because the Gemara in Nazir, right, he quotes it, that says that if somebody eats Karim Pesach b'achila gasa, they didn't do the best mitzvah, but they did do a mitzvah. They didn't do a mitzvah on a muvchar, but you were makayim the mitzvah. So it is an achila. So is achila gasa shmei achila or lo shmei achila? So Tosfos Kosher Beit Tam, here, Psachim Kuv Zayin, V'omer Beit Tam, Detrei, Gavne, Achila Gasa. There are two types of Achila Gasa. Tzvei dinim. Two dinim of Achila Gasa. What does that mean? Achas, shenafsho katsa milecho. One, a person is totally, you can't put another morsel of food in your mouth. You're totally, if you eat something else, you're going to throw up. You're going to be sick. V'al osa patri yom kippurim. That's not Achila Gasa. That's not called an Achila. If you mamish can't put another piece of food in and you can't move, that's not called an achila, and that's what the Gemara in Yuma is talking about. What's the Gemara in Nazir talking about? V'yesh achila gasa she'eno mis'ave lechol ach yesh patam. Right, you're not hungry, but there's always room for Jello. Right, there's always room for dessert. Right, and the and when we talk about this by Shalosh Shudis, you have to leave room not to eat Shalosh Shudis Achila Gasa. We have to make sure to leave room. But either way, this is the Tosfos, two types of Achila Gasas. One is called an Achila, one is not. Neither of them are good. Neither of them are types of eating that we're supposed to be involved in, right? All the posts can discuss. In Hilchas Brachas, the Aruch HaShulchan talks about Achila Gasas at a smorgasbord at a wedding. The Aruch HaShulchan 100 years ago already says, right, he talks about people not washing by that. If you have mezonos and you eat so much of a meal, so we have to make sure that we always eat appropriately. The Rambam, you know, just to make sure, the Rambam put these halachas of eating in Hilchas Deos, right, not in only in some in a medical writing that not so many people would be involved in reading, but Hilchas Deos Perek Dalet, the Rambam gives us all the different rules about overeating and how to eat. Eat when you're sitting, don't eat while you're walking, first exercise, and then eat. He talks all about, you know, you should walk after you eat, as the Gemara says, eat items that help the digestive system, don't eat very oily foods, right, he says, or maybe some things you could eat once in a while, what you eat in the winter, what you eat in the summer, right, he talks all about different types of eating. Just one line. La'olam yimna adamas bo biperus ilanus v'yolo yarba v'hem avil yaveshim. Eating too much of anything is also no good. Even fruit. You might think fruit are good, fruits and vegetables. He says they are good, but don't eat too many of them, right? They could cause, loosening of the bowels. But he talks all about everything that you're supposed to be doing here in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Deos. Eating is a crucial idea, not to overeat. Right, the Rabbeinu Bachai, right, has a whole sefer called Shulchan Shel Arba about different laws of what one should be involved in at the table. One. Okay, one other point to mention before we continue here at the two dots. The Chashuk Yecheben here discusses the idea of boit sniusa, lo boit sniusa. He has the following shaila. So there was someone that went to a city somewhere in Eretz Yisrael where the people were not yet Shomrei Torah and Mitzvahs. And he was being makariv them. And he was setting up shiurim. And it was amazing. People were coming to the shiurim. But the only large area that they had to have the shiurim in was a shul. Okay, what's wrong with that? There were many people that used to come to the shiurim that were not dressed as they should to go into a shul. Right? They didn't have the proper snius behavior and clothing that would be appropriate for ever, but especially in a shul. So would one be able to bring that in? Right, he says, Shoalot Pilot, Immutal Asos is a Shir Bevesakneses, Kashachelik Mehana Aros, Yavo Bilvush, Sheino Hole Makom Kadosh Kazet. Can you do it? And you know, we're in Mitztave, we're in Mitztave on Moreh Mikdash, we're in Mitztave on Moreh Mikdash Ma'at. They're going to be sitting in front of the Aron Kodesh, looking not like they should be looking as a Shomri Toru Mitzvos. But if you don't bring them to the Shir, this is the only hope they have. Right, to bring them to the shiur, to ultimately try to be makari of them, and ultimately, hopefully, they'll be dressing properly. So, he says, he asks his brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who says, Ulai efshar lahakel. Efshar lahakel, why, from what, where do you look? So he quotes, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, based on the Gemara, more than one place, quotes Yeridea. Let's see, somebody's traveling, and they have a Sefer Torah with them, and they're traveling on a donkey. So what do? You hold the Sefer Torah. What if you can't hold the Sefer Torah? If you're scared of Ganavim, you can put it in a sock. You can even put it in a sock that you're sitting on. Whoa. Mutter levazos a Sefer Torah, v'lirkov alav kedei lahatzila mibizayon. So maybe here too, you're allowed to be machnis, the na'aros. You could be mevazes, somewhat, the kedusha of the shul, just like the kedusha of the Sefer Torah, for the greater good. For the greater good of, you're trying to get the Sefer Torah to its proper place. So to hear Lechora, it would be allowed. That's what he's noted to say from his brother-in-law. He said he asked Rav Yashiv, who was not so convinced that this would be mutter in this case, that it talks about Ganavim. He says not everybody agrees to that. The Bach argues with that, argues on that Shulchan Aruch. Either way, this is the issue, a little bit about the Tznius related to a shul. Okay, two dots. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, so the Mishnah had said that if someone brings in the ox, so we never answered the previous question. Left as a bayid loishita, how much shmira does one accept? So hichle shor lachatzer balabayis. Amarava, hichle shor lachatzer balabayis shalom b'shus, if Reuven brings his ox into Shimon's property without permission. V'chafar babor shichin amaros, and Reuven's ox destroys the field. He digs ditches and he makes holes. Baal Hashor Chayiv Beniske Chatzer. So the Baal Hashor is Chayiv. The Baal Hashor, my ox, Reuven's ox, destroyed Shimon's yard, so he has to pay for it. He has to pay for it. Ubaal Chatzer Chayiv Beniske Habor. The Baal HaChatzer is Chayiv in the boros that are now created. The Baal Hashor has to pay for the holes created, but now, if the holes now do damage, the Baal HaChatzer now is responsible for that. Rashi adds in, Im Hifkir Rishuso. If he was Mafkir, his Rishus. If after this whole destruction, he's Mafkir it. He doesn't want it anymore. He's Chayiv, the Imre Moshe explains, he's Chayiv for the Maisa Hefker itself. The Maisa Hefker is the irresponsible act, and that is the reason. Right? Rashi emphasizes that by saying, Im Hefker Rishuso. Right? He's saying that itself. Says the Imre Moshe. The Kivan Sha'al Yedei Hefkero Na'aser Rishuso L'Rishus HaRabim She'yesh Rishus L'Kalecha L'Halech Sham Harizet Dom El'Chofer Bar Rishus HaRabim. If I have a pit in my yard, and then I mafker my yard, it's the same thing as digging a pit in Rishus HaRabim. Shekach li oseh bor Rishus HaRabim, lo oseh es habor virishus HaRabim ka'achas. Shal yedei hefkero himsi v'hizmin l'bnei Rishus HaRabim bor li kashal ba. Therefore says the Imre Moshe here in Chav Tes Yud Gimel, that according to Rashi, and according to others, the Baal HaChatzer is chayef for the act of hefker itself. So again, back to Rava. So if somebody brings the ox in, if the ox destroys, so the Baal HaOx has to pay the Baal HaChatzer for the damage, but the Baal HaChatzer now is responsible for those holes. Afal Gav continues the Gemara to Amar, even though, Amar Mar, even though we learned, Ki Yichre Ish Bor, usually a man is responsible for the bor that he creates, Velo Shor Bor, right? A man could be create a bor and not a shor, even though we usually say that. Tosfos says, and therefore maybe everybody should be putter, right? Toes in the middle of Afal Gaf. V'hayaroi liftar kaladam bibar shakara shor. Klomar mitokach hayalot a liftar Baal HaChatzer. The Baal HaChatzer should be putter. How could you have a bor created by a shor? So the Gemara says, no, hacha, it's not called the shor's bor. Hacha, kivan de isle lahech lamaluya, v'lo kamalya kamanda kar yedami. Since the Baal HaChatzer shouldn't have been mafkir it, but he should have filled it up. The fact that he didn't fill it up now makes the responsibility on him, and therefore it is his fault, and he has to pay for it. Interesting, Machlokas Rishonim here, how far do you take this? That, oh, now it's the Baal HaChatzer's fault. What if it wasn't an ox? It wasn't Reuven's ox that dug these pits, but it was Reuven himself that dug these pits. If someone else digs pits in my Rishus, do you also say, because I didn't fill it up, therefore I'm going to be chayiv? So Tosfos, the end of Afal Gav. Venire, da afilu imchafru adam, da bar chiyuvahu, chayiv ala chatzer b'dizke bar. Tosfos says, even if a person dug it? Yes, it transfers. Right? The chofer has to pay the nezek that he did to the chatzer, but the Baal HaChatzer is now responsible for the boros, but the Tosfos adds Fitzarachian. Meaning he's not so sure, right? Not so common for Tosfos to end up with a suggestion, and they say it's Arachian, but Tosfos says, I'm not sure, really, if Adam does it. If it's Adam Amazek, would that transfer? The Milchamas here argues Beferish. Milchama says, Lo matzinu zeh chofer v'zeh mischayev. If somebody digs something in my rishus that I'm going to be responsible for that, you don't find that the Adam has a chrayus on his actions. So it's a machlokas. How far does one go in this case of Adam Amazek? I don't know if it's related to the machlokas from earlier, Tosfos and the Rabban, whether there is a patur of Ones Gomor by Adam Amazek. Remember we discussed back on Daf Chavav and Daf Chav Zayin. Adam muad la'olam. Everything. And we discussed there, is there a tour of Ones Gomor? So Bali Tosfos and others say yes. If it's total Ones Gomor, even Adam Muad La'olam does not apply. While the Ramban of Amitzia says no. No, there is no limitations for Adam Muad La'olam, even Chai for Ones Gomor. That could be connected to this Machlokas here, where the Ramban says Adam Mazik does not transfer. You did it, you did it. Right, it doesn't transfer, unlike Tosfos says that it might be able to transfer. Okay, let's continue. That's one case of Rava. Yama Rava, next case. Hich v'shor l'chazer balabayis shalom b'rishus v'hizik es balabayis o balabayis huzakbo. If Reuven brings in his ox, and Reuven's ox damages the balabayis' shvarim, or the balabayis gets damaged, right, trips, or chayif. So in that case, chayiv in that case, because Reuven brought in his ox, that's a problem. Robots potter, if the ox lies down, potter. Mishum de robots potter, why is that? The animal lied down, potter? He didn't have permission to be here. Amar of papa, my robots, shehir bitz glolim. No, what if the animal relieved himself in, Reuven's animal relieved himself in Shimon's yard, Reuven didn't have permission to bring his animal in. If he relieved himself, v'ditadfu kelev shebal habayis, and then the kelim, the clothing of the bal habayis, gets dirty from what the Reuven's ox did, then he's pater. Why? Tahavi kelalim bar, because the excrement is considered the bor of the animal. V'lo matzi debar, shechai bo'es hakelim. And as we know, p'tur kelim by bar, right, that's what we pass it, and therefore it's going to be irresponsible. Maybe it's usser, maybe it's grumma, maybe he's right, he did something wrong, but he's not going to be chayiv. That is going to be called grumma. Ask the Ravid. So why don't we say just like earlier? We said earlier the Baal HaChasar is going to be chayiv because he didn't fill up the pits. Why don't we say here the Baal HaChasar is going to be chayiv because he didn't remove the tzoa? Right? There's no parallel. Here it just says putter. It doesn't say that the Bala Chatzer is responsible. So the Ravid says, earlier is different, because earlier, once the Baal Hashor pays for the holes, the damage that was done, so that's a transfer of ownership. Once there's a transfer, so that's why the Bala Chatzer is going to be Chayiv. Here there's no transfer. He doesn't want this soa that was left by the other person's animal. So that's a difference between these two cases. V'kasha l'cha ha'chanami lema da'al bala chatzar rami yamilson l'suluhu yilnakos chetzro lohi da'hasam baster d'shalim le bala shor niske chatzar v'hifkir zes rushuso achlo milu bala chevo uskubo kiva d'shalim le heich nizko v'yu baster achivkir rushuso chayiv. He's not paying for anything. And therefore, there is no transfer of ownership in that case. Rabbi Chanan also in the Kovetz Biurim adds a difference too, but we'll leave it with the Ravid's words. Good. So again, back to the case. Reuven's animal relieves itself in Shimon's property, so there's going to be a p'tur, right? Shimon's going to be pater, as we just explained for the Ravid. Reuven is going to be pater because it is his shore's bar. It's not his bar, and bar is pater on Kalim. Hani chalishmol damer kol takala barhu. So the Gemara says, let's remember machlokas we had a couple of times already. Shmuel says that you could have bar whether you're mafka the bar or not mafka the bar. So according to Shmuel, this works. Hani chalishmol damer kol takala barhu. El rav da amar de mafkir le ma'ikel meimar. But Rav says bar is only if you were mafkir. So here, who was mafkir? Nobody was mafkir. Gemara says, oh yes, they were. Amri stam galalim mafkiri mafkir lehu. Yes, even though galalim can be used for fertilizer, but unless you know otherwise, you can assume the bialim were mafkir. And therefore here too, it would be bar, even according to Rav. Good, v'yama Rav, a third statement of Rava. First statement was, he brought his ox in and the ox destroyed the field. Second, he brought his ox in and his ox gored the balabayas. Third case, v'yama Rav, nechnas, he brought himself in. Nechnas nechad balabayas shalom reshus. Reuven walks into Shimon's property without reshus. V'hizik as balabayas. And he damaged the balabayas. Oh, balabayas huzakbo, or the balabayas was damaged by him, right? He tripped over him, whatever it is, chayiv. So the nichnas is going to be chayiv. He came in without permission. He's ziko balabayas pater. And if the balabayas damages him, the balabayas is going to be pater in this case. Amra, papa lo amanel delava yadabe. If the balabayas didn't realize that he was there and he damaged him, so that's where he's going to be pater. Aval have a yadabe, if he did know that he was there, he wasn't happy about it, he's ziko balabayas chayiv. Then, if the balabayas damages him, then he's going to be chayiv, even though the nichnas did not have rishus to be there. Why? My taima bishum to amar le, because the nichnas who was just damaged could say to the balabayas mazik nehid islacha rishusa lafuke lazuki lestacha rishusa. You can throw me out of your property. You can't just damage me. Right. This relates to the avid inish dina lanafshe sugya that we had at the beginning of the third parak. But that's what the Gemara says here, that we're assuming that there was some other way that he could have gotten him out of his property. You don't have to damage him, and therefore he has that ability. The Nemuki Yosef here says, when we're talking about the case of Huzakba, right, where the person who came in was lying there, and the balabayas was damaged by him by tripping over him. So the Nemuki Yosef says here, who's Akba Pater? Why? I'm sorry. Who is Akba? Shezehai Omid Bimkomo Balabayas Viniskalba Pater. If he trips over him, so then it could be the Gemara says Chayiv. If it's an Ones Gomor Pater. The Nemuki Yosef here passes like the Tosas that we just said. Mishum to Anasu Ones Gadol. It's an Ones Gadol. I, according to the other man, the Amars, like the Ramban, he would say Chayiv because he's a Poshaya, but the Nemuki Yosef relates this Gemara to the one that we just swore Merames to from the second and third parak. The Azdu, actually one other point. The Taz here quotes this last Gemara, interestingly, in a different context. The Taz on Shin Pei Dalin in Choshe Mishpat. There's one little Taz. Maisa, just a story. Maisa Beruvein, Shepikesh Mishimon, Sheimkar Lochevitz Echad. There's a story. Reuven asked Shimon, could you sell me something? Umi ain't Shimon. And Shimon didn't want to. I don't want to sell it to you. V'niach Reuven amos lifnei Shimon. But Reuven says, no, Reuven's a pushy guy. He throws the money to Shimon. Here, take my money. V'zarek Shimon amos v'nevdu. Shimon takes the money and throws him away. I don't want this money. And as he threw him away, somehow they got lost. They got lost. They fell down the drain as Shimon was throwing it to Reuven. Pasaknu, what's the psak? Does Shimon have to pay for the money that he just threw away of Reuven's? No. Patur, two rayas, one Gemara in Kiddushin, which is not our issue now, and then he says, Perek Hapara, right here, our Gemara. What is the nichna say? You could throw me out, but you can't damage me. So what was Shimon doing here? He's just throwing out the money. He has rishus to throw out the money. Okay, got damaged, by the way. He didn't mean to do that. But the Taz says, in that case, where somebody just throws me the money, I don't want it. No, take it. Right? Which comes up sometimes. So he would be putter in that case. Period. V'yazul tamayu. And these opinions, Rava and Rapapa, go according to their reasoning. T'tama Rava v'tamer Rapapa. It's not only she does a machlokas. They both say the same. Shneim rishus or shneim shelo rishus. Two people go into a place with rishus. Right? It could be rishus arabim or chatzar ashutfin, or they both have rishus to be there. Shneim rishus or shneim shelo rishus. Hiziku zeze chayavin. If they damage each other, chayiv. Right? That's adam mu'ud la'olam. He who's kuzeba zepaturin. If they both have rishus to be there and they both fall on each other, potter. Taima the shneim rishus or shneim shelo rishus. This is only because they're equally in. With or without permission. Aval echad brishus v'echad shalom brishus. But if one has permission and one doesn't, to be rishus patur, the one who has rishus patur, right, Rashi says, if he didn't know about it, right, that's the raya. Shalom brishus chayiv. Fine. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, if you remember, on Mem Zayinim Abayz on top, if my animal, Ruvay's animal, goes into Shimon's rishus, falls into Shimon's water cistern, so it damages it, ruins the water, chayiv. Then Reuven is going to be chayiv because he ruined the water cistern. If he fell onto Shimon's father or son and killed them, he has to pay kofar. That's the Mishnah. So we're going to have to get back to those statements right now. First one. Nafalavar v'hivish meimav chayiv. If Reuven's animal falls into Shimon's water cistern, he ruins it chayiv. Amar Rava lo shanu el shehivish p'shas tefila. This is only if he ruined it right away. He ruined it as he fell in. He was disgusting. The Rashba says he was covered with mud. He fell in, he ruined the water right away. That's mazik. That's mazik. Abol acher nefilo pater. But if it's only later, he falls in, he didn't ruin it yet, but later on he gets stuck in there, he dies. And then he ruins it because he smells. Pater, my time, a why? Havi shor bar. Now that the shore is not moving, it's considered a bar. Umayim kalim. And water is considered kalim. Rashi says, ko chafatzim ke kalim. All items, other than the person himself, is considered kalim. V'lomatzina bar, shachai bosa kalim. And again, technically, there's a Patur Kalim for Bar, so therefore he wouldn't be Chayiv in this case. And again, we said, as we said before, Hani Chalishmuel to Amar Kol Takal Labaru, you could call the animal a Bar, according to Shmuel, because Shmuel says, even if you're not Mafkir something, it could be called a Bar. El Larab to Amar Ad Mafkir, Leba Rab always says, all Bar has to be Hufkar, so was the Bala Bar Mafkir his animal here? Lachar not. So why would there be a, why would Rava have his limitation? This wouldn't be bar, this would still be shor. And therefore, you should still be chayiv on kelim. Michael Amemar, Selei Yidmar Hachi Yidmar. You're right, so modify Rava. Amar Rava, lo shanu ala shevish migufo. When are you chayiv for the water? When you when they destroyed the water because of the what he his body became disgusting, and he destroyed the water with his body. Aval hivish me recho, but if it was only because of the putrid smell of the carcass afterwards, that's why the water was ruined. Patur. My taima grama ba'alma huva grama ba'alma lo machayev. So in that case, it would be grama. You're right. It would be terrible for the guy. It could be usher, as we've said. Grama could be usher, but it just wouldn't be culpable. You wouldn't be chayev. Grama ba'alma lo machayev. That's what the Gemara said. That's what Rashi says. Lav gufehu desirchon denevela mamela asila venevela gramahu. If you look in the Nemuki Yosef here, if you look in the Ramban in Kuntras Dina de Garmi, the Ramban says, but I think this would be Garmi. Right, the Rabban, as we have mentioned, wrote a whole kuntras on Garmi, Grama and Garmi, and he talks about all 20 cases in Shas that talk about what the line between Grama and Garmi, what's Grama, which is Pater, what's Garmi, which is more direct, which some Tanaim hold Chayiv. So the Ramban's definition is, V'zeatam, reading from the kuntras, V'zeatam l'chol eilu klal gadlu yebiyadcha, kol hago, and every line here has to be analyzed, kol hagoreim, umachmas gramaso bahezek. You caused the damage through your grama that hezek came. She'i efshar ella ba'oso hezek. It's impossible that the hezek won't happen. Ve'eno tali b'das acherim. And it's not tali on anybody else. Ella b'shar she'goram ba'a hezek. Oshu asilavo. There could be a little time delay. Could go zem mechayev v'meir v'nikra b'gemara bari azeka. And that's garmi. And therefore he goes through every case here discussed. Every case of that's quoted, and then he talks about our case. Noval habar v'hivish is meimav meirecho tsarich lifnim. He says diladidon d'dainina dinin d'gar michayiv v'hadein hu svara d'rabin agadol shlokatzav galachos. He explains what the Nemuki Yosef also says. The Rif does not quote this whole discussion. Why? Because you're not going to be pater. It's garmi. You should be chayiv. You should be chayiv. But then he says, even though I say it's garmi, I can think of another reason why you need to be pater in this case. Garmi applies to Adam Hamazik. But it could be, even if I hold of Garmi, the Ramban says, Garmi of an animal, that's two steps. That you wouldn't be mechayev. Shlochiyavto tara ela benizik and mamish mikochav a grama shorolo kach nireli. And therefore you have to give a different reason why the riff was mashmin it, which he does. Either way, that's an important discussion. This could be a case of garmi, not grama, but you can still be potter because it's garmi of an animal, not garmi of a person. Okay. Continue. So the Mishnah said, if his father, Shimon's father or son are in there, he has to make kofar. So 2 points. Number one, va'amai va'atamu. What do you have to make kofar for? L'chora, an animal that falls into a pit didn't do it 3 times. Right? We don't think that. He did it once. So if it's a tam, we mentioned earlier in the Mishnah, only a mu'ad pays kofar, not a tam, the payment for the animal killing somebody. So why do you have to pay kofar here? So 3 answers. Number one, amar ha'aba, mu'ad lipa, b'nei adam, b'bar, zaskinan. Yeah, it's unusual, but maybe he's talking about a mu'ad. An animal that's a mu'ad, he fell on people 3 times in the bar. Ihachi barktalu. But if he did that, then he's a mu'ad, he should have been killed the first time. If he did it, be miskaven. Amar av Yosef, t'chazi yirok of anofa. No, he never did it. He saw shrubbery, he saw vegetables or grass growing on the edge of the bar. He's just a careless animal. But he didn't do it on purpose. So he fell in 3 times because he was trying to eat, not because he wanted to hurt somebody, number one. And that's how he could. He's not a mu'ad yet, but he did it 3 times. So it'll be enough for kofar, even though it wouldn't have been enough to kill him. Shmuel Amar, second answer, Hamani, Rabbi Yosef Lilihi, Domer, Tamar, Shalom, Chatzi Kofar. Maybe here we're talking about Chatzi Kofar, and it's Rabbi Yosef Lilihi, who says even Tam pays Chatzi Kofar. Ula Amar, Rabbi Yosef Lilihi, Domer, Rabbi Tarfon. Da Amar, maybe it's like a Tarfon Shita, Da Amar, Karen, Bechatzar, Anizak, Nezak, Shalim, Mishalim. As we had earlier, Rabbi Tarfon says that Karen pays Nezak, Shalim, in Rishus Anizak. You know what he also says? Hachinami, Kofar, Shalim, Mishalim. Not only does Rabbi Tarfon say that Karen Tam pays Nezek Shalim in Chatzar and Nizek, but he also pays Kofar in Chatzar and Nizek. The Gilin Ashas here just wonders why the Gemara has to say, it's Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you also like Rabbi Tarfon. Why don't we just say, you also like Rabbi Tarfon? What do you need the Rabbi Yossi Aglili step here? So Tzarachi and he leaves. So Bishlam Alu Ula, but the Gemara continues. According to Ula's reason, that it's Chatzar and Nizek, Hainu Dektani Haya Aviv Abun Olasocho. I understand why the Gemara emphasizes that it was a family member to emphasize Chatzar HaNizak. Elo l'Shmuel, my Arya Avivo Bono Afilu Acher Nami. But according to Shmuel, that is just an issue of
Tam paying chatzi kofer. What difference does it make that it's the father or the son? Urcha de milsa ktani, you're right. There's no chiddush. It just says that because that's the urcha de milsa. That's who would be in the pit. And finally, the last line of the Mishnah. If he brought it in with Rishus, the Balachatzer is Chayev for guarding. It's my Rav Amar Hilchazak Tana Kama, Shmuel Amar Hilchazak Rebbe, Tana Rabbanan, different Lashonas. Kno Sharcha B'Shamro. Bring your ox in, but you guard it. He's a Chayev who is a Kpater. So then, the Machnis is the one that's responsible for his ox. If he damages, he's chayiv. If it's damaged, the Baal Chatzar is going to be Pater. Kino sharcha vani yeshmerenu. Bring in your ox and I'll guard it. Then the opposite is true. Who's a chayiv? He's a Pater. Ask the Gemara, why do you have to say explicitly both of those? You get opposite, implicit impressions from each line of this brisa. Hagufa kasha, amait kadosh sharcha v'shamro, if you say, guard it. So that's where he's a chayiv, who's a pater. Taima, the reason that's the halacha is the amalei shamro, the reason is because he told the machnis, you guard it. The chayiv bala sharu pater bala chatzar. Hastama, if he wouldn't have said anything, so then chayiv bala chatzar pater bala shor. Distama, makaval of the tirusa. Bring it in, so pasha the bala chatzar is going to be responsible because he accepts shmira. Ema seifa, but the second line of the brisa gives the opposite impression. Kino sharcha v'ani eshmerenu, who's a chayiv? If he's a pater, time of darmalei v'ani yeshmerenu. Who the mechayev balachatzer or pater balashar? The reason this halacha applies is because he says I'll guard it. Hastama, if he doesn't specify chayev balashar or pater balachatzer to bistama lo makabal in a tirusa. So opposite impressions are given by the two lines of the brisa. Us on the Rebbe, darmashi kaolad in tirusa. Right, the second line seems to give the impression, like Rebbe, that it's only a Kabbalah Sachrayas if it's explicit. Balabais Lishmar. Did you have Balabais Lishmar? So Reisha Rabbanav Sefer Rebbe? Are they reflecting two different opinions? So, three answers. Amar Abalazar Tavra, Misha Sanazulo Shanazu. Yes, two different answers. The first line is the Tanakama, and the second line is Rebbe. Rava Amar, Kula Rabbanan he. Maybe it's all the Rabbanan Shita, that implicitly there is no Kabbalah. I did not say Shamra Tana Seva and Yeshmerenu, but the Seif is Lavdafka. It just says that to be parallel. Rav Papa Amar, Kula Rebbe, he the opposite. It's really all Rebbe's opinion. V'savar lak Rebbe Tarfon, and Rebbe holds like Rebbe Tarfon to Amar Karen, but Chatzar and Nizek Nezek Shalim Mishalim. But Rebbe holds like Rebbe Tarfon, that Chatzar and Nizek is unique. Hilkach, therefore, as follows, getting back to what we started the daf with. Amar le shamro, when the Bala Chatzar says, you guard your animal coming in. So then what? It's not Chatzar Anizek, because he's saying, you guard your animal. Lo mafi le makam b'chatzar, v'havi le karen b'r Chatzar Anizek. V'karen b'r Chatzar Anizek, mishalim nezek shalim. Right, so it's not, he didn't give him makam in the Chatzar, and therefore it is Chatzar Hanizak. It's not your Chatzar, you the Bala Shor, and therefore you're chayav nezek shalim. Lo amar le shamro, if the Bala Chatzar did not say, you guard it, so he's allowing him to come in, so now it becomes Chatzar HaShutfin. Aglo shamro, akni akni le makam b'chatzar, v'ava le Chatzar HaShutfin, v'ker b'chatzar HaShutfin, ina m'shal melechati nezek. So ironically, when he says, I'll guard it, or he says, when you guard it, so then he is not giving him permit, he's making it into, keeping it Chatzar HaNizak. If he doesn't say guard it, so then he is allowing him to come in, and it's Chatzar HaShutfin, and therefore he would only get Chatzi Nezik, it would work to his detriment. Okay, we'll stop here. The show will continue next time with Daf Memtes.